All right, Dan, let's talk about Labor Day then. We expect a lot of people on the roads. Tell me about the restrictions. I know every holiday you guys try to lift the restrictions, but you can't do it everywhere, eh?
Right. We can't just take barrels off of parts of pavement that have been, ripped up for future reconstruction. If we're talking about a bridge where some decking has been removed, we can't let traffic through there. So, but where it's a matter of just getting equipment off the roadway and people off the roadway and pulling some barrels back, we do that wherever we possibly can on the major holidays, Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day during the summer. So for Labor Day this year, we'll be able to lift restrictions on 15 out of the 21 active projects that we have in the Upper Peninsula to get that traffic flowing more smoothly. We do expect a lot of people on the roadway. AAA doesn't make a formal prediction about Labor Day. They don't do a complete survey, but it looks like traffic is going to be up from what they saw last year. So, the few places to still be on the lookout for lane restrictions or temporary signals would be that project I mentioned in Trout Creek, the Rolston Creek Bridge. We've also got M48 south of Rudyard over in Chippewa County, where we're working on an overpass. There's a closure of M48 with a detour. Carpenter Avenue, M95 down in Kingsford. The roundabout in Ishpeming, that project is still going to have lane restrictions. And then we have a couple of bridges in I-75 over in Mackinac and Chippewa County where, I-75 is two lanes in both directions, but the northbound lanes on both of those bridges over the Carp River and the Pine River will be down to one lane going northbound. Not a huge traffic impact there. And another piece of good news for folks traveling downstate is that the US 2 overpass over I-75, that multi-year project that we've been working on and we hope to finish this year, there's still work to be done on that, but we've suspended that for the entire month of July and August, and they won't be resuming that until after Labor Day. So we won't see additional slowdowns at the bridge due to that. Of course, folks should remember if they're heading downstate that the bridge is closed on Labor Day for the annual bridge walk.
Let's talk about that. Last question I had for you, Dan, was sure. The people over the since they stopped allowing traffic across it during for terrorist concerns and whatnot in the pandemic. Sure. There's been a lot of concerns about US 2 backing up all the way to Ingadine, and of course that really hasn't happened to that extent.
No, there have been backups, but not that bad.
Yeah, and I was being sarcastic a bit there. But sure. but what are some things that MDOT is suggesting? And I talked to your colleague James Lake about this as well. What are some things that people can do to, avoid that? And then also, do we expect to see a huge backups in the St. Ignace area this weekend?
Well, I think people should expect backups, and the best thing to do, and I think this is the message we're trying to get out, is that if you're not participating in the bridge walk, that you should avoid that area on Monday morning, because the bridge will be closed from 6:30 a.m. to noon, and it's going to take a while for the traffic that's waiting there to clear. So, if you can arrange your travel to, be later in the afternoon on Monday, it's a good idea just to avoid that area unless you want to participate in the walk, in which case you can do that and then be on your way. But we have seen backups, and our advice to folks is if you don't have to be in that area on Monday morning, it's best to avoid heading downstate at that point.
And the last thing, Dan, is road safety. I know we've had some pretty high-profile incidents with road crews, unfortunately, downstate, and I guess I'll let you leave with that message because we do it every time.
Yeah, I mean, people just need to remember that that these folks are work. This is their workplace. This is their office. They are trying to be as safe as they can on the roadsides, and we just all need to slow down, obey the posted speed limits, especially in work zones, and you know, don't allow yourself to be distracted. Probably the thing that people worry about most is somebody being on their phone and not seeing a flag person or not seeing that barrel or barrier and just, you know, running into somebody. And this kind of thing happens way too frequently. So, you know, don't allow yourself to be distracted when you're behind the wheel anytime, but especially not in a work zone. And, you know, that's one of the reasons we try to lift these restrictions during during the holiday period. But we want everybody to get to their destination safely and get home safely so they can, you know, wrap up the summer on a good note.
Dan Weingarten with the State Transportation Department. I know we'll be talking soon about Adopt a Highway and kind of a recap of the whole summer. But in the meantime, thank you for doing this and have a good holiday.
Thank you.